Report: Matt Damon closes entire city block to move into luxury penthouse. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 16, 2020. Actor Matt Damon has reportedly closed off an entire block in Brooklyn Heights to move into a luxury New York City penthouse. Damon, who was stuck in Ireland until late May due to a lockdown resulting from the Wuhan coronavirus, appears to have finally gotten the chance to move into his 6,000-plus square foot penthouse after purchasing it in 2018, according to the New York Post. Damon, who in 2017 starred in a movie that lectured Americans about white privilege, shut down an entire city block in Brooklyn Heights on Tuesday to move into his luxury apartment. The actor also brought in a huge crane to lift his furniture and trees onto the terrace. The report added that the luxury penthouse, which went for $16.5 million, is located in a contemporary Brooklyn apartment building known as the Standish, and Damon's 2018 purchase made the penthouse Brooklyn's most expensive apartment at the time. "We call the building the Standoffish because it is a little bit of Hollywood dumped in the middle of the more low-key Brooklyn Heights," said one local resident. "The lobby is all gold and marble, and the units have Austrian white oak flooring and Italian Carrara marble slab countertops." John Krasinski and Emily Blunt live there, and Damon has a triplex penthouse on the 11th and 12th floors in the roof, the resident continued. "It is the highest building in the neighborhood, so it has unobstructed views of the Manhattan skyline, New York Harbor, and the bridges." The resident added that Damon closed off the street all day and parked an enormous big red crane right in the middle of the street. "There was no sign of Matt, but he had a huge team of contractors and there were shrubs, decking and huge crates filled with stuff going up in the air to the terrace," the resident added. "We were all waiting for the grand piano to be wheeled out." Damon starred in the 2017 film, Suburbicon, which he said showcases the definition of white privilege at work, adding that the movie speaks to the fact that these issues have not and are not going away until there's an honest reckoning in our country. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.